Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. 最近呢，关于明星吸毒的话题在持续发酵中。那么今天我们就来给大家普及一下各类毒品的常识吧。
And so first, let's talk about the different types of drugs. These categories of drugs can include illegal drugs as well as certain types of medicines that are not illegal. So the first one is stimulants, sometimes known colloquially as uppers. And then there are depressants, which are known as downers, and psychedelics, which can include LSD and marijuana.
毒品甚至很多药品都可以根据它对神经系统的作用大致分为三类，一种是兴奋剂 stimulants， 还有 depressant 镇静剂，另外一种就是迷幻剂或者致幻剂，又叫 psychedelic。
And so the first two stimulants I want to talk about very quickly are amphetamine and methamphetamine.
Amphetamine 中文名字叫做安非他命，又叫做苯丙胺，而 methamphetamine 叫做甲基苯丙胺，又叫脱氧麻黄碱。
And so the reason that I wanted to bring up both of these is one is actually a medicine and one is an illegal drug. Amphetamine is actually used for therapeutic purposes, usually for dieting or for ADHD, whereas methamphetamine, only a little bit different on the molecular level, is actually highly addictive and has shown to be very damaging to the brain.
Amphetamine 是在医学上用途很多的一种药，可以用来治疗多动症等病症，而脱氧麻黄碱呢，则是一种非常危险的药物，就是冰毒。
Exactly. And so the next one I want to look at is MDMA, sometimes known as ecstasy. And when I first came to China, some people were trying to talk to me about this drug. And in Chinese, it's translated as the head shaking drug.
Yes.
And it made no sense. But really what we're talking about is MDMA or ecstasy.
MDMA 或者 ecstasy 就是我们中文所说的摇头丸，它是一种迷魂药。
And then there, of course, is cocaine, which I think many people are familiar with. And also there is caffeine and nicotine. They are classified as stimulants as well, although, as we know, they are not illegal.
可卡因是我们知道非常著名的一种毒品了。但是呢，另外咖啡因和尼古丁也被放在兴奋剂的类别当中，但是它们并不是非法的毒品。
And maybe they should. And so now let's move on to some depressant type drugs. One of the drugs in this group are called opioids, so pretty much anything made from opium as well as alcohol. Alcohol is also a depressant.
下面我们来看看镇静剂类别中的一些毒品和药品。鸦片 opioid 又叫阿片，应该是最著名的一种镇静剂，因为酒精也是镇静剂的一种。
Exactly. And so one of the most common forms of opium used around the world right now is called heroin. And it's actually just a slightly different than morphine, which was used. It's used a lot in medical settings for pain killing. It was used a lot in World War II. We saw that the Allies and the Axis used it a lot in the battlefield. But heroin is now a worldwide problem, mostly because it is highly available and very addictive.
海洛因是由鸦片制成的，它的成分呢跟医用的吗啡也有一点相像，但是由于它极其容易成瘾，现在已经成为全球最危险的一种毒品之一。
Right, and so heroin basically, just to keep it very simple, is a processed form of the opium oil that comes from the poppy leaves.
简单来说呢，海洛因就是由鸦片提纯而制成的。
And now, finally, let's take a look at some examples of psychedelics. This is where I think perhaps many Chinese people haven't heard of some of these. So we have LSD, some also known by its chemical compound lysergic acyldiethylamide, psilocybin, which is basically mushrooms, and then tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, that is found in marijuana.
下面说一些致幻剂，有一种致幻剂叫做 LSD.这个中文也经常被翻译成摇头丸。So it's in Chinese, it's the equivalent of ecstasy, but I don't think they're the same.
They're actually very, very different. MDMA and LSD are very different. MDMA can cause some psychedelic effects, but in the brain, they work in very, very different ways. And ecstasy can actually be dangerous because it can damage the parts of your brain that produce happiness and euphoria, whereas LSD has shown to have no negative side effects on the brain itself.
I see. 致幻剂当中还有 psilocybin, 又叫做蘑菇，还有就是 是 THC， 也就是我们常说的大麻。
As you can see from all of this, there is in fact a very fine line between what is used as an illegal recreational drug and what is used as a medical therapy. We saw with amphetamine that's used as medicine, but methamphetamine can be very dangerous. THC, for example, it is now illegal, but it is shown to be helpful when combating certain types of central nervous dysfunctions.
很多毒品其实本来也都有医用的效果 but we should stay away from the illegal ones, that's for sure.
Because they're illegal, and you're going to get caught, and you're going to go to jail.
And that's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.